We've spoken to Bea Bendigo a number of times on the show about their Grow program. Well, they've launched the now a new initiative, the Grow Mentoring Program, and the Grow Project Manager, Petra McLaughlin, joins us to talk about that. Petra, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for your time this morning. So tell us about the mentoring program, what it's about, who it's aimed at.
Yeah, so we've got a six-month mentor model. We've got five wonderful businesses in Bendigo where people within that business are volunteering their time to be a mentor for a young person.
Okay, so what are the businesses and what does the mentoring sort of cover? What sort of things will they be looking to teach the young people?
Yeah, so we've got ANZ, we've got Bendigo Bank, Bendigo Telco, Colliver Water and ESC Recruitment. And we've got 20 volunteers and 20 young people. All of the young people are either currently in education or requiring direction in their life. And the mentor model really is about pairing those pairs up and that the young person really has somebody who is already working. And it's really, I would call it an inspiration, an aspirational model. So they'll meet and really just get guidance. It's not a career mentoring model. It's more about a mentoring of what's it like to be at work.
And that's really important because, you know, and I've seen it with my kids as well as they've grown up and looking at opportunities. It can be very difficult and very daunting, particularly these days when you're faced with that sort of thing. And particularly if you have, I guess, a slightly vulnerable background in some cases too.
Absolutely. And that's what the Grow program looks at. It looks at disadvantage getting into the workforce. Some of these young people, you know, really are requiring direction. And, you know, it's just good to have another head in the game. You know, you might have your teacher, you might have your parents, but here is someone who can be away from that, providing advice and also endless possibilities. You know, sometimes we get so sort of ingrained in, oh, I can only be this or I can only do that. And just having somebody else advise you, well, what about this and what about that, really can make the difference.
I've got to say, too, I think it would be fairly impressive on one's CV to have this there as well when they're actually applying for jobs and, you know, a prospective employer who obviously, like most people, would probably be doing it relatively tough and watching every penny, can be a little surer that they're going to get the right sort of person for the job as well with this support.
Absolutely. And, you know, having somebody advocate for you, you know, who you've been on the journey with for 6 months, who can actually speak to your character and about what you've done with them in the last 6 months. What we're hoping is these mentors can actually advocate for the young people as well. And we know Bendigo, you know, everybody knows someone in Bendigo. So we're also hoping that we can tap into that web.
Yeah. So how were the young people selected?
So we went to different agencies and schools. So we've got a variety of, referrals into that. The young people actually, when we went out and spoke to them, they actually self-selected because it's very important to us that this young person is motivated rather than being told to participate. So all of our 20 mentors have actually elected to be involved. And we've got young people from Indie School, Net School, Kaliana. We also have some referrals from Anglicare. And also Headspace.
Terrific. Well, look, it's a fantastic initiative. And we look forward to checking in every now and then and just see how it's all going. And Petra, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.